The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of Praise 107.9 or its parent company, Delmarva Educational Association.
You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
Sometimes people not looking at you think they want to hit you. You might have some difficulty. So I thought the man was saying, my God, that old girl got a nice fro. But I say, you know, he fine. I started to tell KK he was fine. Well, oh, shoot. Yes, he was. Thank God for truth. I wanted to ask him, how you stay this flat and fine? Where you go? He said, y'all thank y'all for coming to my restaurant. I said, I'll be back. Y'all be deep and don't get delivered. The word. Brother Gerald, the word. What are you doing? I know I lost you when I was talking about how fine that man was. Don't put on your hater clothes. It's just what it is. My husband was sitting back there, he just fine, and I can't stop saying he was fine. I said, KK, did you see that? Shoot! He had on one of these body shoots, shirts. I don't know what you call them things. What you call them, Brother Vince? That thing make all your stuff come up. That's what it is. Ooh, shoot. Brother, you need to go hide that. Eric gonna tell me, Mama, I said, oh boy, hush. You done got you a little fat stomach. I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about him. Come with me to the book of Song, verse 6. He eat all the time. Why can't he be fat? We're going to start at verse 4. I will read today because Brother Imani did Sunday school for me. And I didn't want him to get his suit spoiled because that brother looking mighty good today. I ain't hear nobody. I just tell it like it is. Don't get jealous asking where he got it from. His bow tie. Shoot. Huh? Look, got his socks matching this. Ooh, shoot. Y'all better know in them shoes, that's what get a woman crazy, them shiny shoes. You hear me? Oh, suspenders too. Y'all better stop it. Huh? It's tight, but it's right. When somebody get bragging on something, I got them, I'm gonna wear it again. Tell me, you had to, I said, honey, I got some compliments. I'm still in the complimentary waiting room. I see, what's wrong with Christian now? We take everything too personal. And we so deep, we say it ain't a God. How you know since you've been so deep and God couldn't come in and show you no different? We laugh a lot. That's why the enemy got so many people in bondage. Because he's allowing us to think you have more fun out there hooping and hollering with the sinners. And they don't release, oh, we having a good time, and you jump right in. But somebody got to be a representative of Jesus Christ. You can smile and laugh. You can tell the truth. I ain't lusting at that man. Y'all deep folks check me. Because I did my time over there. And it was a sign of stupidity. Because no fine body don't feed you. Sometimes it won't warm you when you need to be warm. They warming somebody else. Somebody go with me today. You want a flat stomach? Get yours flat. fill on your own stomach. If you like eating, just let it grow and feel it. Well, I done made a few people mad. Raise your hand. We don't want God to do that what only He can do. I would have told, I'm sure the young man was about the age of my son. I wasn't trying to hit on him because I did my days on hitting on stuff and he hit me back. When you hit on stuff, it hits you back real hard. How you doing, Charlie Rowe? You just getting so fat and mannish. Mr. Thomas ain't ready for you. He ain't got enough energy. These children make you go up to another level. Oh, shoot. When they hide from you and you don't know where they at. Ooh. I bet you'll jump up fast in a hurry then. You get energized right away. Cag had no hit for me and I didn't know where he was at. I was just in the room. Ha! Cag, where you at? He ain't answer now time. He come out from under the bed. I said, got to get you. But it keep me energized. You see how young I am? Oh, y'all don't have to say nothing. I'm the one going through to make something happen. 5 o'clock in the morning. Some of y'all ain't turn over because you're dreaming about what you want to do. And you didn't do. So God is good. Well, David was experienced what he feared to be a mortal illness on this passage of scripture. But I'm going to read and you read along with me. The baby done got real happy and I thank her for being happy. She's such a beautiful baby and is a miracle. God is still working miracles. Sometimes he worked miracles in our family and we too trying to see what he has done to show us that he's God.
Thank you. you, if I don't leave you, if I shut down me and the mothers, and say, have mercy on me, Lord, I need your mercy. I explode and do my thing in a moment, cause I know what I'm talking about. But I say, my God, somebody told me that you always make. Somebody told me that you will provide. Somebody told me when you go to him in sincerity, when you're not messed up, don't take some scripture and try to complicate you, but it ain't gonna complicate him. Have mercy on me, Lord. I'm in a world of trouble. Everything done broke down around me, broke down in me. I found out now that I'm just a hollow. A hollow place, don't nothing hold there. My God, but oh, jeez, come and rescue me. Pray for your healing power. But little by little you put in, that's what the enemy took out. And I want to learn how to say you my healer. Are you my deliverance? Are you bringing me out in your time and not mine? You giving me strength in all this mess up that I messed up myself. Oh, thank you. I bless you tonight. I give you praise, cause it looked like I done already tapped in the grave. See, the grave is a place, that's the end. But God is greater than the end. He's greater than the grave. Somebody help me, say the grave don't have no power. When you go to the power of the Most High God, some walk around dead as a doorknob, but you all jacked up in ourselves. But oh, Jesus, oh, will you rescue me? My God, my God. Oh, my God. See, you want to give us a worship that I don't come out of the grave. Some people still dead as a doorknob, and you say you alive. Well, don't nobody believe it but you yourself. But it should be represented. It should be assured that he has done something down on the inside of me, and I just can't keep my peace. I ain't worried about who talking about me. You don't know where I've been. I've been dead as a donut, up in sin, and after sin done took its course, you're dead, and we don't know we're dead. But I come this morning that God is a healer from the illness that sin brings. I said, my God, who would not come to you and say, here I am, all of the mess. I ain't telling you about Miss Jones. I ain't telling you about Brother Bobo. I'm going to tell you about me. I need you, cause I'm messed up. I bless your name. Teach me how to rely on you. Teach me how to take you and say, apply to my situation. Teach me how to call you. And first of all, teach me how to follow instruction. If you say, get your tails on, get there. And say, God, you will do the rest. Anybody want a blessing with me? Mama, I give you praise. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. He given us time. Thank you.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.